not as yet attained a true devotion, attempt a manner of flight by means of their good actions, but rarely, slowly, and heavily. While really devout men rise up to God frequently, and with a swift and soaring wing. In short, devotion is simply a spiritual activity and liveliness by means of which divine love works in us and causes us to work briskly and lovingly. And just as charity leads us to a general practice of all God's commandments, so devotion leads us to practice them readily and diligently. And therefore we cannot call him who neglects to observe all God's commandments either good or devout, because in order to be good, a man must be filled with love, and to be devout, he must further be very ready and apt to perform the deeds of love. And forasmuch as devotion consists in a high degree of real love, it not only makes us ready, active, and diligent in following all God's commands, but it also excites us to be ready and loving in performing as many good works as possible, even such as are not enjoined upon us, but are only matters of counsel or inspiration. Even as a man just recovering from illness walks only so far as he is obliged to go, with a slow and weary step, so the converted sinner journeys along as far as God commands him, but slowly and wearily, until he attains a true spirit of devotion. And then, like a sound man, he not only gets along, but he runs and leaps in the way of God's commands, and hastens gladly along the paths of heavenly counsels and inspirations. The difference between love and devotion is just that which exists between fire and flame. Love being a spiritual fire which becomes devotion when it is fanned into a flame. And what devotion adds to the fire of love is that flame which makes it eager, energetic, and diligent, not merely in obeying God's commandments, but in fulfilling His divine counsels and inspirations. Chapter 2. The Nature and Excellence of Devotion. Those who sought to discourage the Israelites from going up to the Promised Land told them that it was a land which eateth up the inhabitants thereof. That is, that the climate was so unhealthy that the inhabitants could not live long, and that the people thereof were men of a great stature, who looked upon the newcomers as mere locusts to be devoured. It is just so, my daughter, that the world runs down true devotion, painting devout people with gloomy, melancholy aspect, and affirming that religion makes them dismal and unpleasant. But even as Joshua and Caleb protested that not only was the Promised Land a fair and pleasant country, but that the Israelites would take an easy and peaceful possession thereof, so the Holy Spirit tells us through His saints, and our Lord has told us with His own lips, that a devout life is very sweet, very happy, and very lovable. The world, looking on, sees that devout persons fast, watch, and pray, endure injury patiently, minister to the sick and poor, restrain their temper, check and subdue their passions, deny themselves in all sensual indulgence, and do many other things which in themselves are hard and difficult. But the world sees nothing of that inward, heartfelt devotion which makes all these actions pleasant and easy. Watch a bee hovering over the mountain thyme. The juices it gathers are bitter, but the bee turns them all to honey. And so tells the worldling that though the devout soul finds bitter herbs along its path of devotion, they are all turned to sweetness and pleasantness as it treads. And the martyrs have counted fire, sword, and rack, but as perfumed flowers by reason of their devotion. And if devotion can sweeten such cruel torments, and even death itself, how much more will it give a charm to ordinary good deeds? We sweeten unripe fruit with sugar, and it is useful in correcting the crudity even of that which is good. So devotion is the real spiritual sweetness which takes away all bitterness from mortifications, and prevents consolations from disagreeing with the soul. It cures the poor of sadness, and the rich of presumption. It keeps the oppressed from feeling desolate, and the prosperous from insolence. It averts sadness from the lonely, and dissipation from social life. It is as warmth in winter and refreshing dew in summer. It knows how to abound and how to suffer want, how to profit alike by honor and contempt. It accepts gladness and sadness with an even mind, and fills men's hearts with a wondrous sweetness. Ponder Jacob's ladder. It is a true picture of the devout life. The two poles which support the steps are types of prayer which seeks the love of God.